Well, guys, Tracy Cox is our favorite sexpert.
Yes, she is.
Not because we've met her, but because she consistently puts in free columns in the Daily Mail. Ooh. This one has a link that goes to another story that could be a whole other topic from her. How to solve the three most common problems all couples have. You might not even know you have this problem until we tell you about it.
All right.
But this is her article and column entitled, What Men Truly Like Doing in Bed. So this is going to be educational for the Maitlands of the world, the Kellys of the world.
Yes.
Wait, Three Bears of the world.
She's going to reveal all of our secrets?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yep. Women gave Tracy Cox their honest confessions. Men, after women did it, because apparently women did this first. I need to read that article. Oh, that's linked too.
Oh, good.
Men reveal what raunchy acts really get them going and which ones they secretly despise.
What really revs my motor?
She says, okay. Now, she goes by category, and she has the things men like, things men hate.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Ready.
Good old-fashioned American-made intercourse. Number one, what do men hate?
When Kelly? When women leave their shirts on.
Oh, nope, not on there.
No, I like that. Oh. Yeah. It's like a little peekaboo, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
A little peekaboo. Yeah. Do you say that?
Because
that would feel weird. Peekaboo. Hey,
no,
peek-a-boo.
No, I wouldn't say that. Peek-a-boo. Although that would, honestly, it would be hilarious. You got to be in the right relationship for that.
Yeah, you better be in the right relationship before you try peekaboo and got your nose.
I wouldn't do that on the first date. You got to be a little ways in to pull that one off.
Kind of creepy.
Up, girl.
Yeah.
Up, girl.
See those boobies under there.
Ooh.
Peekaboo.
Peekaboo. I like you. The hates from men included. Worrying they won't last long enough.
Oh.
Watching her look bored and feeling like they're not doing it fast enough.
I hate watching her look bored. Well, I guess I would hate that too.
Mm-hmm.
If I were the type of lovemaker who made my partner look bored.
Yeah. I'd be more worried about the fact that why do they look so bored?
Yeah, spend less time looking at her face being bored, more time trying to make it not a bored face.
Yeah, bury your face so you can't see it.
Do something.
Yeah. When she starts reading her book, I know that she's not into it.
Yeah. I mean, who as a guy hasn't had a woman say, choke me so I can pass out and get through this without time being here fully? Right? I mean, we've all had that.
Not in the hot way you think, but just make me pass out.
Yeah, I just want to have no memory of a lot of this.
I'm really bored.
Got any roofies? This. Oh, no. I love you. Top likes. What do guys like about intercourse?
When ladies say we're the best and biggest, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dirty talk.
Yep.
She says three things.
Okay, what are
one,
those?
Doing what nature intended.
That's obvious.
Yeah, checking out those bazooms.
Yeah.
What nature intended is pretty ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah. Also, that's like defining a word with the word.
Right.
Yeah, that basically said, you know what guys like? You know.
Sex.
I could say it, but I won't.
They say guys like that it's the quickest way to orgasm.
What is?
Oh, so she's
intercourse?
Right, but like in what way? I mean,
just
like
talk to some real stupid men.
Like just some standard missionary stuff, or again, that's really ambiguous.
And then she said the final thing is the things men love most, the masculine buzz of the finish.
Okay. No offense to Tracy Cox on this one, but the things men like most about sex, having it and finishing.
Did you have to get
thanks,
a blue
genius?
Was that a blue ribbon panel that figured that out?
Yeah. How many degrees did you get from Exeter for that one?
I think Tracy's lost a bit of her gusto.
Is it that, or are y'all just really that simple?
No, not.
Why don't y'all fill in the blanks then?
Well, I mean, we are generally simple, but yes, of course, those are the things that's what everyone likes.
Yes,
doing it
true.
And finishing. I mean, I assume that's what the ladies like too. If you get to have it and also finish, those are the best parts.
Yes, very true.
So,
well, what are things that men like? Fill in the blanks. What do you like?
might not be for everybody, but I like I'm a bit of a I like edging. Edging's yeah. good. Not just for me, but I'm a tease.
I have a girlfriend.
You just made Steve throw up a little.
Yeah.
I have
See,
a girlfriend.
This is what happens if you don't fill in the blanks.
Her husband loves doing that, but she's like, we'll be going for 20 or 30 minutes. And I'm like, please, just finish.
I like changing it up. Yeah. Let's see. She says, my research shows that women assume all men would rather skip straight to intercourse every time, that men hate sex and hate foreplay. She said, while intercourse is certainly enjoyable for the men, the way most men finish is also a source of anxiety. To be able to go all in, you need to be ready and fully ensconced in all your joy. Trying to change some of these as we go.
Ensconced.
Yeah, you lost me.
Okay.
They say a lot of guys worry they're going to lose their chub.
Lose their chub.
Yeah.
I didn't like how you said that while looking at me.
Who am I supposed to look at?
I don't know.
I think it was, yeah, it was TV just or something. The strong emphasis and the yeah. way you look.
Going to lose their chub.
Yes,
yeah, you could actually hear on the radio my head turned to Steve, couldn't yeah. you?
Now, from my side of the room, I'm enjoying it quite a lot.
Me yeah. too.
Actually.
Yeah. I don't think most men lose their chub, but
stop it.
The men who do lose their chub are going to be very self-conscious about it and probably uncomfortable with the word chub.
I swear to God, I will go to HR if you keep this up.
You know, it's nice when
didn't
you
didn't even know it was a thing until you pointed it out.
From the female perspective with the chub, whenever.
See, doesn't bother me.
I'm looking at you saying chub and it doesn't bother
no,
you.
Doesn't
damn
bother
it,
me.
I'm intentionally no. doing it to well, bother you.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
It's just
Kelly,
creepy.
Every time you want to say chub, pause and I'll look at Steve and say it.
Okay. So the good thing about, like, from the female perspective, yep. when you lose
chub.
Oh, it freaking tricked me.
Is that
she did you, the hand thing where she pointed. Made me turn and look at
I don't know how that tricked you. I just said, let's do that.
I know.
Yeah.
This is what well goldfish done. Brain. Surprise, Castle.
What's great
you guys,
about
remember
it,
when
though,
Steve
is...
flew into the window twice on Friday?
And he said he wouldn't do it again. The glass was just so appealing.
You can still
he could see
his little wings on the on there where his skin imprinted.
I was so excited to be at that wedding.
He was a good bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. So.
All right, so things to recap, things men like about sex are sex.
Yeah. Yes.
Things men don't like about sex is the anxiety of whether or not sex yeah, is right. good sex.
Yeah, we like sex and finishing yeah. sex.
And yes. The things that we don't like about sex are not sex.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Stats and facts. Ready for some stats and facts?
Stats
yes.
and facts.
Yes.
She says, here are some stats and facts. Only being able to last 3 minutes during it is normal. A quarter of all men seek erectile help after the... are under the age of 40. Let's see.
3 minutes is pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on.
It's not what this says.
Maybe you need to rub your chub before.
I mean, well, what that
I don't know
what means that. Is then there's a lot of guys that must, I mean, if there's a curve or an average, there's a lot of guys that must be hitting like a minute.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Yes.
Wait a minute. If first of all, it's only got so much friction action in it, so rubbing it first isn't going to help.
I meant like
is.
Before
yeah.
and then give yourself a little bit of time and then get in there
oh,
and go again.
Like something about Mary kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Pre-game
hair gel.
Before the party.
Mm-hmm. 18% of men spend up to 30 minutes on foreplay.
God almighty. If you're down there for 30 minutes, are you kidding me? That is way too long. Ain't nobody got to eat a pie for 30 minutes.
I don't think that's, I don't think that part's considered foreplay.
What are you doing down there? Howie's taking a nap? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You do that for 30 minutes?
No, I mean, but that's like an act in of itself. That's not just foreplay.
Well, I think it's
what is
I
that?
Think most people would define that as foreplay, but I see what you're saying.
I don't know.
To be okay.
Minutes?
I am.
Did you almost choke on that?
I did.
I bet when all the blood rushed up there to your neck, you lost your chub.
Oh, God. You better put the TV on if you're going to be down there for 30 minutes. I'm just
I
saying.
I think it would start to get numb.
Yeah, I like.
Yeah, that's a long time. Especially if there's, you know, facial stubble.
I love the way the cream tastes.
This says men prefer
what about cream
the entire act to last between 20 and 30 minutes, women said half the time would be the choice.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, I do not want to taste your cream pie.
Your mouth wet thinking about those cream pies?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Cream pies. My mouth's getting wet just watching her eat that cream pie.
Any other ones? Some of the respondents. No,
I think about a cream pie drops.
Some of the respondents said, quote, there are two types of sex. One is where you just want the release, and the other is when you're connecting, taking your time and working towards mutual satisfaction.
Yeah, there's boning and there's lovemaking.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tracy Cox, you're correct on that.
Yeah. Agree.
All right. Number two. Second category, Tracy Cox. What do men hate about sex?
Not having it.
Using vibrators. We're done with intercourse. Now we're moving on to other things.
Oh.
Like on themselves?
Well, that's what I wondered when I saw the headline.
Yeah. I don't mind if there's things involved.
Large wang-shaped vibes that make them feel insecure.
That sounds like a you problem.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I guess I don't think that would bother me that much. I don't think there's been one involved, though. Small ones have been involved.
Yeah, I don't know. If you bring out, like, a fire hose from under the bed, and what the hell?
If that's what it takes.
I mean,
I know I'm not providing that.
A little bit. I mean, I guess I might be a little leery, right. Like, if, a cucumber comes out, I'm like, now I can't compete. Like, I mean, that's just too much.
Look, if I'm holding a handsaw.
That's too much.
If I'm holding a handsaw that's perfectly good for cutting a 2x4, but somebody needs a tree chopped into pieces, better get a chainsaw. If she needs a chainsaw, let her rip.
Chainsaw's a weird, it's a weird example.
Yeah,
it's quite weird,
yeah.
It was invented helping women give birth, so.
That's true.
It was.
Got that. Science.
Yeah.
Guys said, I would prefer it's me doing it, boasting about how quickly you can finish for the women when you're using one hurts men's feelings. I mean, they're designed with science.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need a little assist. Sometimes one thing doesn't touch the other thing naturally on its own. It works that way.
Top things she likes, takes the pressure off, helps her finish, or top things that men like about it, takes the pressure off, helps her finish, and watching her. 70% of men say they have no problem with women using toys along with them. The 30% get fussy and throw them out when nobody's looking and get their heart broken like babies.
Whip them out the window.
That is.
I can't do it. I don't want you to feel good.
That's really a really insecure, dumb thing. That takes a real special kind of idiot. Like get worried about, oh, no.
Did you have satisfaction without me even though I'm offering none? No. What an idiot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Over half of married women use them. But only a quarter of single women do.
That's a lie.
What?
That is a dang
Maybe
lie.
They mean with partners.
Oh, maybe.
That'd be, oh, I mean, okay. Like if you were hooking up with somebody for, I guess, I don't know. You're hooking up casual sex with somebody and they're like, hey, can I try this? Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pressure's on me. Let's see. What do men hate about face parties?
Giving or receiving?
Giving.
I mean, I guess if the lady is seemingly unfresh that day.
Yeah. Like, you want it to be clean like a fancy restaurant, not an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yes.
Like where it's a little smeared up top and the sneeze guard's been used a lot.
I know that you, Freebie, are not hating on an all-you-can-eat buffet.
I do
Those
not
are
like
delicious.
Buffets.
You don't
I
like buffets?
And I'm talking about real food now, not sex.
I love a good buffet.
I
don't
buffets.
Like buffets. They smell bad. I don't like all the smells mixed together. It smells like a food court in here.
I love the smell of a food court.
Oh, that is the worst.
You get pizza and wings and a cinnamon bun.
So much variety.
Got teriyaki chicken.
No, I don't like it.
Look at how many toppings other things I can put on my salad.
Only the show goes from sex talk to really intense salad bar talk.
Well, we like sex, but I love food. Food's so great.
And there's a chance I could have food this morning.
Yeah, I can have food anytime. I can have food in public.
Yeah. Right? I would eat so much right now.
And if I don't care for food, I can throw it in the trash and nobody's feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
So that's nice, too.
Other things men hate about hosting a face party, not being given feedback or not being allowed to do it. The reasons they like it. If she likes having a face party done, She's probably pretty into sex. And it's the men said it's the quickest way for them to get aroused.
Yeah.
Yeah, face parties are fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's got party in the title.
I know.
Yeah, parties are generally pretty great.
Stats and facts. Most people receive or give face parties 5 times a month on average. Feel like that's right?
Most people? That seems pretty high.
It does?
I think so. For most? I mean, I'm not saying for us. We're all excellent lovemaking.
Yes,
but
that's
low for a week.
But I know a lot. Gross. I know a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Rewind a couple years and tell me how that.
That's a decade. Low for a week, high for a decade, Steve. Yeah. Is face party more or less intimate than traditional bangarang?
More.
I think more.
Yeah. I think so, too. I thought that was kind of a given. This says only 52% of respondents said it was more intimate.
Maybe that depends on the gender. Like, for like guy to woman, I think it's more intimate. Hmm. But maybe women,
yeah,
like, giving doesn't seem as big of a deal, where it's like, oh, let's just do this in the closet at a, you know, frat party. mean, like, it's tougher to do it the other way around, I think, casually.
I do feel like physically you're a little more vulnerable, so it feels more intimate that way. But emotionally, sex to me is more intimate.
Like your body's, like particularly women's body, all the hormones are built to make it more intimate. Than, whereas I think for guys, those hormones don't really exist.
Yeah.
But for women, if there's completion, there's chemicals that are flushed into your system, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I've heard from movies and TV and books by comedians about how they don't really like you.
Yeah. And
articles by Tracy Cox.
Yeah. This text, as we wrap this segment up, even though we didn't finish it, a little bit of edging.
Oh, man, we'll finish.
This text, I hate that eating salad has become so popular and now people are requesting it. Sometimes I don't want to. All depends on what kind of restaurants you're going to, I guess.